This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Connie M. Ford, CONNIE, middle initial M, FORD, date of birth 10-12-1969, date of appointment 2-5-2026, requesting physician Samantha Blank, SAMANTHA. BLANCFNP. Dear Samantha Blank, I have the pleasure of seeing Connie Ford today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 56-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman. Who had a stroke on 1-13-2026. She had a stroke during surgery. She had a left-sided weakness. She went to the rehab in St. Mary's Hospital. Is still getting physical therapy and occupational therapy. She is able to walk with cane. She has difficulty concentrating and shaking of the head and body, having headache also, becomes overwhelmed, going into crying spell. She was in Saratoga Hospital. Her head shakes, memory is not good. She wake up with a mild headache daily. Used to see St. Mary's mental health. Headache start from the back of the head, then involve the whole head. Tylenol works well. When she walks, she feels dizzy. Past medical history. Past medical history. Osteopenia. History of lymphadenopathy. Dizziness, bipolar disorder, occipital neuralgia on the left side, emphysema of the lung, cervicalgia, anxiety, degenerative disc disease of the C-spine, headache, ulcerative colitis, depression, ADHD, hypothyroidism, GERD, past surgical history, carpal tunnel release, tubal ligation, trigger thumb, tonsillectomy, adenoidectomy, mastectomy of the left breast, vascular surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Tylenol, Alprazolam 0.5 mg 2 times daily, aspirin 81 mg, atorvastatin 80 mg, celecoxib, cholecalciferol, famotidine, fluticasone, imiquimod, ondansetron, oxycodone, quetiapine 75 milligram, Sanocide, Valacyclovir, Socialisti, stopped smoking last month, rarely drink alcohol, uses marijuana sometime. She is a direct support staff. She is married, was separated and lives with the significant other. She has two children. Family is the mother deceased with MI, father alive with arthritis, one brother alive with hypertension. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, muscle pain, decreased libido, loss of orgasm. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound, present nexopal, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, but trembling of the body present and tremor of the head present. Motor system examination, strength right sided 545, left sided 4.545, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hand and feet. Gait, when patient is walking, she is having trembling of the body. Which is somewhat non-physiological. Assessment and plan, 56-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, right-sided stroke with left-sided weakness. Number two, headache. Number three, trembling of the body. Number four, anxiety. Number five, depression. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start Depakote 250 milligram 1 PO daily for 1 week and then 2 tablet daily continue. She is already on Alprazolam 0.5 milligram PO 2 time daily and quetiapine 75 milligram at night. Continue the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily and atorvastatin 80 milligram PO daily. Her most of the problem presently is due to emotional issue. Mental health appointment is recommended. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in about a month.